With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Cause for concern and vigilance, but no need for panic. That is the core message from health officials and the Mosquito Research and Control Unit when it comes to dengue. Radio K-Man's Dion Anglin explains.
So far, there is one confirmed current case of dengue fever involving a Cayman resident with no travel history. That news came on Friday. And in the days that have followed, as is often the case, social media rumors about the prospect of another case has had people buzzing. But Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Samuel Williams, says dengue has been on and off the local scene for a number of years, including this year.
So far in 2019, and that's counting from January to now, we have six cases, three imported and three local, or three patients without a travel history. There are other patients now that we have under investigation, suspected cases, and we will report once we get the result from the tests that have been sent to the Caribbean Public Health Agency.
The Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. John Lee, says it's important to bear in mind that monitoring possible cases of mosquito-borne illness is an ongoing process.
We're constantly sending tests off to the reference laboratory to find out if they have any of the vector-borne diseases. It's not something that is just happening now. It happens throughout the year. Anybody who has the cluster of symptoms, which are all very similar for all of these different diseases, will automatically have a blood test sent off. It's something that we're concerned about pretty much constantly.
And while both doctors want us all to be vigilant about the issue, Dr. Williams wants us to look at it this way.
We're just taking the measure that we need to take in order to prevent an outbreak from happening. Even in the case that we have had an outbreak, like in 2012 with dengue and around 2015 with Zika, and before that with chikungunya as well, we were able to manage any outbreak of vector control of vector diseases here in the Cayman Islands. I'm very confident that in the case that we will have an outbreak of any of these conditions here on Ireland, we'll be able to manage it with the help of the public, MRCU, the government, and public health.
And whether there is one case or more, their advice is the same. Take preventative measures and stay away from mosquito bites. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Today I also spoke with MRCU Director Dr. Jim McNally. Dengue, of course, is top of mind right now. What is MRCU doing on its end to address, I guess, kind of the concerns and the problem? How are you tackling the issue?
We've got a full array of application equipment that's going out on foot, backpacks, by truck, the Buffalo Turbine and the foggers, by air. And the goal is to basically get to all of our population centers in response to the activity that we're seeing on island.
To go back to a very basic piece of information here, not all mosquitoes are going to carry dengue, correct?
Correct. It's only two species that we have here on island. When people are really bothered by mosquitoes, those mosquitoes, for the most part, tend to be the mosquitoes that come out of the swamps. They come out in huge numbers. Those are what we refer to as nuisance mosquitoes. We also get nuisance mosquitoes that are produced by rain in pasture lands. So when there are a lot of mosquitoes, more often than not, they are nuisance species. But the two mosquitoes that are the vectors of dengue, chikungunya, Zika virus are produced specifically in containers, only in containers, either, as we refer to them, man-made containers, those buckets, saucers, pet dishes, so on and so forth, or what we refer to as natural containers, bromeliads, tree holes, things like that.
So in terms of what we can do ourselves, he says consistently emptying out open containers outside that have standing water is a good start. But equally important, he says, use the right kind of mosquito repellent, one with DEET as the active ingredient. The next session of the Legislative Assembly will be held at 10 a.m. on the 28th of October. That, according to a proclamation from His Excellency the Governor, the main focus is expected to be the people-initiated referendum on the cruise berthing and port enhancement project. The referendum vote is scheduled for Thursday, December 19th. The group Cruise Port Referendum Cayman says the Premier and Tourism Minister are incorrect in describing their group as one coming from a commercial intent. On Radio Cayman's For the Record this week, Tourism Minister the Honorable Moses Kirkconnell told listeners his thoughts about the impetus behind the opponents of the proposed $200 million cruise pier and cargo enhancement project.
3 years this campaign has been going on to stop this project. This campaign is a commercial campaign, is how it started. There are reasons why some private sector people would not want this cruise berthing facility, new cargo port, especially cruise berthing, to go forward.
CPR came and took issue with some of those remarks, as well as statements implying they had spent, quote, quite a bit of money. The group says in all it spent less than CI $12,000 on radio, internet, and cinema advertising costs, compared to government, which it says spent more than $157,000 on advertising alone.
The premier, the deputy premier, and the government in general are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to promote a multi-million dollar project because they failed to promote the project properly from the outset. Their reporting numbers don't include the hundreds of man hours of civil servants working on the project.
That's Johan Moxham from CPR Cayman. Statistics from the Anti-Corruption Commission closed 26 cases between July 2018 and June this year. More from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
The Anti-Corruption Commission has submitted its 2018-19 annual report to government, providing the community with details of the work undertaken by the commission during the reporting period, including statistical information regarding arrests, interviews, and searches, as well as details of the topical issues faced by the commission. According to the 2018-19 report, there were 5 complaints and/or reports received during the reporting period by the ACC, 8 calls were taken on the ACC's hotline, 10 search warrants were executed, and 115 interviews were conducted. The report says 8 people were arrested during the reporting period, 1 person was charged, and 6 were convicted in relation to ACC investigations. 15 reports were made to the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions during the reporting period, 5 people were awaiting grand court trials, and 5 files were awaiting a charge ruling from the DPP. Between July 2018 and June of this year, there were 12 active cases, 26 cases were concluded, and 4 cases were listed as, quote, pending further investigation. In a written statement, Chairman Richard Cole says, quote, the commission recognizes the value of the public's commitment to assist in its anti-corruption efforts, and the ACC is committed to continuing to explore ways in which the public can be kept informed about its work whilst ensuring confidentiality. To review the report or for more information on the commission, head to anticorruptioncommission.ky. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Foodies, there is still time to enjoy some delicious options at value for money during the Cayman Islands Tourism Association's Restaurant Month. Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego speaks with CETA's Leanna Jervis.
You can expect over 15 restaurants participating in Restaurant Month. Restaurant Month is exciting to, you know, many. Restaurant Month is for all foodies to come out and enjoy some of our best restaurants at value for money that they wouldn't get on a regular day-to-day.
Okay, and year after year, we're seeing the incredible success of this initiative.
Yeah.
Because I think the goal was to try to drive traffic to this particular
exactly,
time.
Because what happens is the month of October is a slow month for restaurants, and a lot of them are closed during the month of October due to this being like a slow season. So Restaurant Month allows them to have foot traffic through the restaurant and get a lot of persons to, you know, come in and try their, you know, great restaurant menus. So they each offer individual menus for Restaurant Month, and some of them even change their menus weekly. Hop on to the Restaurant Month Cayman.com website and check out the participating restaurants, and also just check out what their menus are like, and you know, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, and give us your feedback, because we really do want to hear from the people who are going out there and enjoying it. And you know, they can send us pictures as well, and we can feature them. So it's all fun and exciting times.
That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's Newsroom. I'm April Cummings.